And a very good morning to all our listeners and avid gardeners out there on this beautiful Saturday morning. So one of the things that I would like to chat about, and we always stress on this program, is we try and look at natural ways of not only pest control in your garden, but natural fertilizers, or at least we tend to prefer using organic fertilizers. But every now and then one has to deal with a problem that has to be solved in a very specific way. And one of them is looking at weed control in your garden, especially if you have large expanses of lawns. It's not always possible to get out there and do the obvious, easy, environmentally friendly thing, which is hand removal of weeds. Sometimes the problem just gets to that's a point where you need to look at an alternative solution. One of the things I can say is if you have a very small garden and you have a problem with a few weeds in paving, which just you can never really get that root out, it always seems to come back. Well, here's a little tip for you. Whenever you're making yourself a cup of coffee or some tea, you always have some hot water left in the kettle. Take that hot water and just throw it over that weed. Literally just boil it to death. It's one of the quickest and the easiest ways to get rid of those hard to get weeds which grow in between pavers. But getting back to the real problem and looking at herbicides, there are really fantastic formulations on the market nowadays. But I need to stress more than anything, it is so important to follow the directions to the T. I think with the new formulations, which the chemical companies have been working on for years and years, you will find that your dosage rates have changed significantly. And with gardeners which are used to older products and where there was a larger room for error was at least larger, nowadays they've become very specific in terms of the dosage rate and what you need to be able to use over a specific area. So I really want to stress it's so important to be able to do the calculations of the surface area that you're going to be spraying with your herbicide and mix the concentration accordingly, because every single type of product will have a different application rate, a different type of surface area that application rate will cover, and then very importantly, a different concentration for a different type of lawn that you might have. So read those instructions very carefully. There are some herbicides where your concentration, if you're using it on buffalo lawn, for instance, is a lot less than if you're using it on berea or kikuyu. There are some herbicides out there which are not suited for certain types of lawn at all. And if you're not aware of this, you are going to create or cause a lot of damage to your lawn, which we want to avoid at all costs. And then, of course, you need to know the differences between the herbicides which are available. Selective herbicides, non-selective herbicides. And what is that really? A selective herbicide means that it's been formulated for a specific type of weed, be it a broadleaf or be it a winter grass. It's been formulated for very specific types of plants, and the active ingredient is being formulated for that purpose. And of course, the non-selective herbicides are the ones that you have to be so careful for, because as the name suggests, it literally will kill anything that it is sprayed on. And if you're going to be using it in between a lawn area or anywhere near your shrubs, you are going to do potential damage to them. And it is so important to follow the instructions with regards to this. Also, always spray on a day where you have as little wind as possible, because that wind drift of that chemical is very destructive if it gets into contact with any other plants that you have, especially be it a selective or a non-selective herbicide. So I think the message that I want to try and bring across this morning is use these products in caution. They do have their place when it comes to gardening, especially when it sits with a problem that is of such an immense nature that there is no other way to solve it. And then the last thing, when you are going to be using any type of herbicide, it is very important before that, at least 2 weeks before the application, feed your lawn, irrespective of the type that you have, with a good high nitrogen based lawn formulated fertilizer. Because the stronger your lawn is, prior to doing the actual spray, the better and the more resilient it's going to be to any type of mistake that you make. And maybe you just made that concentration a little bit too strong, but at least the grass is actively on the lawn, is actively growing, and will be more resilient to any type of problem which you might have. So there we have it, just chatting a little bit this morning about herbicides, the correct use of it. Follow the instructions and let the product work for you. FMR.